हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः We have yet to see the Bhashyam part of the 13th mantra. Actually, only when you see the Bhashyam, you will really get the enhanced vision of revealed by this mantra. Okay. Here, asti iti upalabdhavyaha. First of all, Atma, the absolute reality, should be understood to be existent. So, Atma asti iti jnanam, Brahma asti iti jnanam, astitva jnanam, the knowledge that Brahman exists. Atma exists. The knowledge that the absolute reality, ultimate truth implied by the term Atma exists. This knowledge of existence of Atma or Brahman is what? Astitva Jnanam. Astitva Jnanam. Then, One's astitva jnanam is kim tad brahma. What is that brahma? What is that brahman which exists? That should be known. What that brahman is. What that atma is. What that absolute reality is. It should be understood. When that reality finally is understood, recognized, then how should it cannot be recognized at all as an object. Absolute reality, Atma, can never be recognized, known as an object, because it is not an object. So when the reality of the entirety of the universe understood, arrived at in terms of its nature, of pure existence as pure consciousness, definitely it should be understood as what? Tat Brahma Ahamasmi. Brahma Jnanam is always Atma Jnanam. Knowledge of the absolute reality is always attained only as the knowledge of one's own self. Therefore, Tat Brahma Yad Brahma Asti Tad Brahma Ahamasmi. The absolute reality is the Astitva Jnanam becomes, can become, should become as Asmi Iti Jnanam. Tad Brahma Ahamasmi Iti Jnanam. That absolute reality is none other than I, myself. Asmi iti jnanam, tad brahma ahamasmi iti jnanam, that Brahman I am. That knowledge is what? Asmi iti jnanam is asmita jnanam or asmitva jnanam. Asmita means what? The knowledge of self-existence is asmi iti jnanam. Tad brahma ahamasmi iti jnanam is what? I, the self, am the consciousness existence. This is asmitva jnanam or asmita jnanam. Asmita is stilinga shabda. Asmitvam is a napusaka linga shabda. It's a gender word. Okay. when you say, when there is only knowledge of the existence of Brahman, with the help of the Shastram, from the, okay, because Shastram says Brahman is, that Brahman is there as the cause of the universe. Being the cause of the universe, Brahman is there as the existence of the universe. So Brahman is. When you understand, that asti, when you say Brahman is in the form of the universe, or Brahman is there in the form of existence of the universe, because Brahman is the cause of the universe, you understand, then it is Saguna Brahma Jnanam. Understanding of the existence of Brahman, obtaining in the existence of the universe, is what? Saguna Brahma Jnanam. You can say Savisesha Brahma Jnanam, Saguna Brahma Jnanam. We can say Sopadikam Brahma Jnanam. When the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is understood as that is the cause of the universe, as that which intimate existence of the universe, then Brahman is said to be what? Sa Upadhi. Upadhi Sahitam Brahma. Upadhi Sahitam. The whole Jagat is Upadhi. Upadhi Sahitam Brahma is Sopadikam Brahma. Brahma, the attributes. Sa Visesham Brahma. Sagunam Brahma. So Sagunam Brahma, Sopadikam Brahma, Savisesham Brahma. Means what? Brahman. Understanding Brahman in the of existence of the universe as the cause of the universe. Then later on, what that Brahman is, what is that absolute reality, which alone is in the of existence of the universe. When you discover that Brahman as one's own self, as one's own essential nature, then understanding the reality, understanding Brahman or Atma in terms of its essential nature of what it is what? Tattva Bhava Jnanam. Tattva Bhava Jnanam. Tattva Bhavaha, I told you already. Essential nature, tattvasya bhavaha. Tattvam, the reality. Bhavaha means swarupam. So tattva swarupa jnanam is tattva bhava jnanam. Knowledge of the reality in terms of its essential nature is tattva swarupa jnanam, a tattva bhava jnanam. Okay. Therefore, the Tattva Swarupa Jnanam is what? Swarupa Jnanam of Brahman. When you understand Brahman in terms of its essential nature of existence consciousness, that then there's no Upadhi. Therefore, Nirupadikam Jnanam. Tattva Brahma Jnanam is Nirupadikam Jnanam, Nirvisesham Jnanam, Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. Okay. Nirvisesha Brahma Jnanam. Nirupadika Brahma Jnanam. Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. Means what? I said three words. Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. Nirupadika Brahma Jnanam. Nirvisesha Brahma Jnanam. Means knowledge of the reality in terms of its essential nature. So swarupa, tattva swarupa jnanam, tattva bhava jnanam is nirguna brahma jnanam, nirvisesha brahma jnanam, nirupadika brahma jnanam. And this So Saguna Brahma Jnanam means what? Saguna Brahma Jnanam, Sopadikam Brahma Jnanam, Savisesham Brahma Jnanam is Brahmanaha Astitva Jnanam. Knowledge of the existence of reality is, knowledge of existence of Brahman is Saguna Brahma Jnanam, Savisesha Brahma Jnanam, Sopadika Brahma Jnanam. Knowledge of reality in terms of its essential nature is Aham Asmita Jnanam. Tad Brahma Ahamasmi Iti Jnanam. Tad Brahma Ahamasmi Iti Jnanam Asmita Jnanam. So Asmita Jnanam, Tad Brahma Ahamasmi Iti Asmita Jnanam, Asmitva Jnanam is Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. Brahma Asti Iti Astitva Jnanam is Saguna Brahma Jnanam. Understand? This one we must understand. So what is now, and seeing the reality with Nama Rupa Karma, form, name and functions, in terms of the universe, is with Upadi Sahitam, Sopadikam Brahma, Sopadikam, Upadi Sahitam, Sopadikam. Seeing Brahman with attributes is what now? Sagunam Brahma, Savisesham Brahma. When you understand reality in terms of its nature, being free from upadis, attributes, it is what then? Nirgunam, nirupadikam, nirvisesham Brahma. Okay, so is it clear now? Because there's not many confusion between this. Ahamasmi, tad Brahma, ahamasmi iti jnanam is nirguna Brahma jnanam. Brahma asti iti jnanam, saguna Brahma jnanam. Okay. So with the understanding, we have to go ahead with the Bhashyam. Now, this mantra is a beautiful mantra, the 12th to 13th mantra which you have seen, because this mantra provides actually the basis for the beautiful prakriya called Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya. Adhyaropa Apavada Drishtihi, Adhyaropa Apavada Nyayaha. Okay. Which means, in order to arrive at this abstract, formless, subtlest reality, which is not at all available for recognition or knowledge through any other means of knowledge, Shastram uses this one specific method called Adhyaropa Apavada method. Especially in order to arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of existence. So here, first in this method, when the method is operated, used, this universe which you are experiencing, which you are part of, enjoys existence. So universe is, here the existence of universe is accepted. Accepting the existence of universe, thereby seeing this universe as a product, as an effect, is said to be Adhyaropaha. Why it's called Adhyaropaha? Accepting the universe as accepting the existence of universe and seeing this universe as an effect is said to be superimposition, adhyaropaha. Why is it said to be adhyaropaha? Because really the universe is not there. The universe is only as though. Even though it is as though, it has only seeming existence, but still we do not know. It's only seeming existence. In our perception, the universe really exists. Therefore, accepting our perception, accepting our experience, without denying our experience and perception, saying, yes, universe exists, and this universe is an effect. Okay? This acceptance of the existence of the universe and taking it as an effect is said to be adhyaropaha. What actually is Atma. What actually is only Brahma. We do not see what is Brahma. We do not see what is Atma. We cannot see, we do not see. As without seeing what is Atma and Brahma, seeing the universe as, seeing the Atma as universe is what adhyaropaha. It's called superimposition of the universe which is not really there, but taking it to be there is what adhyaropaha. Okay. Once this universe is accepted as the effect, then what we see, then this universe must have cause. Without a cause, effect cannot exist. There must be a cause. And the Shastram presents Brahman as the cause of the universe. This is how, when the universe is given the karyatva, karyatvam, when the universe is given the status of being the effect, then Brahman is given the status of being the cause. So causal, Brahman is not the cause, but causal status is attributed to Brahman. This is also what adhyaropa. Understand? Karanatva aropaha. Adhyaropaha. This is also superimposition. So, universe being the status of an effect, the universe being given the status of effect, Brahman being given the status of cause is what? Adhyaropaha, superimposition. Then, analyzing the universe from the standpoint of cause, universe, what do we say? What is two important sentences? I have taught in every class, any class, wherever I teach. Effect is non-different from the cause. Cause is non-separate from the effect. Effect is non-different from the cause. Cause is non-separate from the effect. Therefore, effect has no independent existence. Therefore, effect is not there. Effect is nothing but appearance of the cause. Effect is nothing but appearance of the cause. So arriving at this conclusion, effect is nothing but the appearance of the cause, because it is non-separate from the, non-different from the cause, and the cause is non-separate from the effect. I'm non-different, non-separate. You must use carefully. Effect is non-different from the cause. Cause is non-separate from the effect. Therefore, there is no cause. The effect is only an appearance of the cause. When you understand this, so universe is non-different from Brahman. Brahman is non-separate from the universe. Therefore, what? Universe is only appearance of Brahman. When you say, you know, appearance of Brahman, the effect status attribute to Brahman becomes negated. Therefore, what happens now? There is only Brahma. Once the effect status attribute to Brahman is negated, then we cannot call Brahman a cause. Causal status attribute to Brahman also becomes negated. So, So, karyatva apavadaha. First is adhyaropaha, then karyatva apavadaha. Apavadaha, negation of the effect status attributed to the universe is negated because there's no jagat, there's no universe. It's only appearance of Brahman. Brahman alone appears in the form of jagat, means there's no universe. When the universe is not there, you cannot call it an effect. Therefore, universe is negated as an appearance of Brahma on analysis. Thereby, effect status is negated. It's called karyatva apavadaha, jagat astitva apavadaha. Okay? There's no jagat. There's only Brahman appearance. Jagat is appearance of Brahman only. Then, if jagat is not there, there's no effect, means you can't call Brahman a cause. Therefore, the causal status also becomes negated. So, jagataha karyatva astitva apavadaha, then brahmanaha karnatva apavadaha. This is how negated. When what is then, what is as only Brahma? What is that Brahma? That Brahman is, please don't feel tired of repetition sometimes. Very important to understand one subtle point. What is Brahma now? This Brahma, Satchit Brahmatma, consciousness, existence, implied by the Brahman or Atma, is Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma. Okay? The absolute reality, which is neither the cause nor the effect, okay, which is distinct from cause and effect, free from, therefore it is Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma. Therefore, this Karya Karana Vilakshana Brahma Jnanam is what? Swarupa Jnanam. Karya Karana Vilakshana Brahma Jnanam is Swarupa Jnanam. Or Nirguna Brahma Jnanam, Nirvisesha Brahma Jnanam, Nirupadika Brahma Jnanam, Tattva Bhava Jnanam. How many words you have learned now? Okay? Just Adhyara Papada Prakriya, simply again, just briefly mention, just to help you understand that absolute reality implied by the term Brahman or Atma is Karana Karya Vilakshanam Tachit Brahma. Okay, the absolute reality is free from, distinct from cause and effect. Neither the cause nor the effect. Okay. With this much understanding, we have to enter into the class today. Okay. Because Shankar Bhagavatpada used all these terms. That's why I want to explain to you before that. So, Atma Asti. Atma Asti Teva Upalabdhavyaha. Thereafter, Tattva Bhavena Upalabdhavyaha. We understood. Upanishad gives a clue. So, understanding the existence of Brahman as the cause of the universe, seeing the universe, understanding that Brahman is as that which lends existence to the universe, is what? Astitva Jnanam is what? Sopadika Brahma Jnanam. So first sentence, Madhya Mantra, Asti Ityeva Upalabdhavyaha. That statement says, one must have Sopadika Brahma Jnanam, Havisesha Brahma Jnanam, Saguna Brahma Jnanam is what? Asti iti Jnanam, Astitva Jnanam. Is it clear? Okay. Then, தத்துவபாவேன உபலப்தவியா. லேட்டர் ஆன் ஒன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் வாட் தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் இன் டேர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர். சோ தத்துவபாவேன தட் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் வாட் நிருபாதிகம் பிரம்ம ஜானம், நிர்விசேஷ பிரம்ம ஜானம், நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம். சோ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அஸ்தி தே உபலப்தவியா, தென் தத்துவபாவேன உபலப்தவியா. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? டூ சென்டென்சஸ் ஸ்டேட் வாட் நிர்குண பிரம்ம, சகுண பிரம்ம ஜானம், நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம், சவிசேஷம் பிரம்ம ஜானம், நிர்விசேஷ பிரம்ம ஜானம், சகுண பிரம்ம ஜானம், நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம், சோபாதிக்கம் பிரம்ம ஜானம், நிருபாதிக்கம் பிரம்ம ஜானம். சோபாதிக்கம் பிரம்ம ஜானம், தென் அஸ்தித்வ ஜானம், சோபாதிக்கம் ஜானம், அஸ்மி இதி தத் பிரம்ம அகமஸ்மி இதி ஜானம், அஸ்மிதா அஸ்மிதா ஜானம், அஸ்மித்வ ஜானம் இஸ் வாட் நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? ஓகே. விச் இஸ் காரிய காரண விலக்ஷணம் பிரம்ம இதி ஜானம். ஓகே. அண்ட் தோ செகண்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் இஸ் அஸ்தி இட்டி உபலப்தவ்யஸ்ய தத்துபாவா பிரசீததி. So the nature of the reality reveals itself to the blesses the one in terms of revealing itself to the one who accepts the who understands the existence of Brahman. Okay, this little many we understood already. So I'm moving on to the bhashyam now. Asti ityeva. I mean, first sentence of the Bhashyam. Are you all with me? Are you all following? Okay. Asti tevo asti tevatmo palabdhavyaha. I'm trying to read without breaking. Okay, so you'll also learn to read properly. Asti tevatmo palabdhavyaha. Means what? Asti ityeva atma upalabdhavyaha. Means what? Atma should be understood first of all to be existent. Atma should be understood in terms of its existence. Yes, Atma exists. How first? This understanding the existence of Atma, first accept the existence of Atma is what? This is the how do you understand? As the cause of the universe. Understanding the existence of Brahman as the cause of the universe is what now? First superimposition. First step of superimposition. Okay. Now, சத்காரியா புத்தியாதி உபாதிஹி. சத்காரியா புத்தியாத்யுபாதிஹி. சத்காரியா புத்தியாத்யுபாதிஹி means சத்காரியா. Okay. சத் means existence. காரியா means here effect. So, Brahman is how Atma should be understood to be existent as the existence of the effect. Satkaryaha. Atma should be understood as to be existent as the existence of the effect. Sat means existence, karyaha means the existence of the cause. And what is the existence of the effect? Sorry. Existence, what is the effect? What is karyam there? Buddhyadi upadihi. The upadhi such as buddhi, etc. Okay. Upadihi, when you say buddhi, etc. means what? Beginning from the buddhi. Okay. First, buddhi is the direct upadhi for the atma. manifesting medium, isn't it? Because buddhi stands for what? Entire mind, antakkaranam. It is the antakkaranam where atma is available for recognition as one's own swarupam. A very content of I. That's why first he mentions the word upad, mind. Buddhi adi means what? Adi shabda, my God. The adi shabda stands for the all entire body, mind, sense complex, which is included in the entirety of the objective universe. Upadihi, buddhi adi shabda stands for entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex. Okay? The word buddhi is just mentioned here. So, buddhyadi upadihi means what? The upadi in the form of the entirety of the universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, beginning from what? Mind. Okay? Objective universe. Therefore, what first meaning of first sentence now? Asti ite upalabdhavyaha satkaryaha buddhyadi upadihi means, please understand here. For Atma should be understood to be existent in the form of existence of the effects in terms of upadis such as mind, etc. Is it clear? This is what is the step number one of the Adhyaropa. Superimposition. Step, okay. First step of Adhyaropaha, superimposition. Okay. Next sentence, I'm going to the next sentence. Yadatu tadrahitaha avikriyaha atma tadrahito vikriya atma karyancha karana vyatirekena nasti. Okay. So, the sentence is not complete. Yada, when, tadrahitaha avikriyaha atma. Tadrahitaha means what? Upadirahitaha. The atma which is devoid of upadi, which is free from upadi. Avikriyaha. Reality implied by the term Atma, which is devoid of, free from upadis, and which is of the nature of changelessness, avikriya, which is free from modifications or changes, that Atma. Alone is. Why? Because karyamcha. Okay, that Atma is, why? Karyamcha karana vyatirekena nasti. That is the, okay, how do we say, how do you understand the existence of the Atma? Karyam karana vyatirekena nasti. Karana vyatirekena means without the cause, independent of the cause. Karana vyatirekena. Karyam nasti. I think we had from our own, we had to put the words correctly, then it'll be easy for you. Karana vyatirekena karyam nasti. Without the cause, independent of the cause, there is no effect. No effect exists, no product exists independent of its cause. This is the exact proper translation of the sentence. Karana vyatirekena karyam nasti. What do you understand from this sentence? There is no product or effect without or independent of its cause means, we have to derive many corollaries. Effect is non-different from the cause. Cause is non-separate from the effect. These two sentences, how I understand, express our understanding. you get how karyam karana vyatirekena nasti. When you analyze the effect, analyze the, when analysis is done, you arrive at the conclusion, of course we understand no effect exists independent of its cause. Therefore what? Therefore, effect is non-separate from, non-different from the cause. Cause is non-separate from the effect. Therefore, there is no effect. What is looked upon or understood to be an effect is an appearance of the cause. When do you arrive at this conclusion? Only after understanding the three hindrances. There is no effect independent of the cause. Therefore, effect is non-different from the cause. Cause is non-separate from the effect. Therefore, there is no such a thing called effect. It's only appearance of the cause. Then what is that cause here? Finally, understand that with reference to this universe, we say what? There's no universe which is independent of Brahman. Therefore, in universe is non-different from Brahman. Brahman is non-separate from the universe. Therefore, the universe is only appearance of Brahman. Are you following, listening to me or reading something? Okay. That Brahman is what? No. That Brahman is tadrahitaha. So Brahman is free from the upadhi in the form of karyam, jagat. Tadrahitaha. Tad stands for universe. So universe is free from the upadhi in the form of universe. And that Brahman is free from the upadhi of universe is what? Avikriyaha. The reality is free from upadhis. It's also Atma is free from upadhis and avikriyaha. It is not subject to change. Free from changes. Then what? Therefore, Brahman is not the cause also. Brahman is not the cause also. Okay. And in this context, Shankar Bhagavatpada presents a quotation from Chandogya Upanishads. The most popular quotation, those who study Shastram will be hearing this quotation in every Upanishad somewhere or the other. Important quotation. What is that? Vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam mrittiketyeva satyam. Now you would have heard this. How many times you've been listening now? You listen to this sentence so many times. Without even having heard Chandogya Upanishad, people can know this statement is from Chandogya Upanishad. Because there's no Upanishad commentary, no Bhagavad Gita commentary, no Brahma Sutra, no. Shankara Bhagavatpada does not quote this sentence. Very important sentence he quotes everywhere. Vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam mrittiketyeva satyam. So here he gives example. He says, with reference to clay pot, a clay pot is to be taken as an example here. With reference to clay pot, the pot is only a name. A pot is just the word, a name denoting a form is what? Vikaraha. Vikaraha namadeyam. Vikaraha means an effect. An effect is nothing but a name. Vacha arambanam. Arambanam means alambanam, which is hanging. The word, name, or the word denoting a form is nothing but, okay, a word hanging in one's tongue, on one's tongue. Vacharambanam. word is nothing but hang on the tongue. Word is a name. So with reference to clay pot, pot is just the non-substantial word. Clay alone is the substance. With reference to clay pot, clay alone has substantiality. Clay alone is the substance. Therefore, clay alone is satyam. Mrittika ityeva satyam. Mrittika ityeva satyam. Okay, with reference to clay pot, the two things we see here. Clay and the form, name and function pot. The form, name and function pot, non-substantial. Therefore, it is just the name. Word is the name hanging on the tongue. Vacharambanam. That means it is dependent on the tongue for the word to be uttered. Mrittika ityeva satyam. The clay alone is real with reference to clay pot. Means clay alone is in the form of a pot. The clay and the pot are not two things. Clay alone is in the form of a pot. Pot is an appearance of the clay only. Therefore, existence is the nature of the clay with reference to pot. Existence is the nature of the clay with reference to pot because it lends insists in the form of existence of the pot. Okay. This much you understand here. Okay. So this is the quotation. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam mrittiketyeva satyam. This is from is the fourth mantra, the first section of sixth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. So every sentence has so much to be understood. So vikaraha means modification. But modification, the effect is said to be a modification. Any effect is nothing but modification. Any product is nothing but modification. So modification of a wood is what? Furniture. Modification of gold is what? An ornament. So every effect, any effect is nothing but a modification. That is why here we understand vikaraha is any effect is nothing but a name. A name is a word which is dependent on the tongue, hang on the tongue. People who, if without a tongue, you cannot speak. Know that. Tongue is not there, finished. What can you say? Tongue is useful for two things. One is for knowing the taste. One is for speaking. Anyway. So, that's otherwise, word is non-substantial. Because the form is non-substantial. There's a substance called pot is not there. Pot with reference to clay pot, clay is a substance. We don't have two substances. Understand? One substance, one is appearance of the substance. Okay. Similarly, this is how the universe has to be negated. See, one sentence, very quickly he negates. The whole universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, which is the upadhi. Body, mind, sense complex is upadhi. Okay? Which is inclusive of the whole jagat is also upadhi. We can say separately jiva upadhi, ishvara upadhi, but still one upadhi. The entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, is upadhi. Manifesting medium. Appearance. Medium, don't take it as something. This is how Atma is. The pot is upadhi for the clay. Mean what? Appearance. That's how appearance. Therefore, here. So the whole entity of the objective universe becomes negated as what? Mithya. Mithya means what? Anything which is seemingly existent is as good as non-existent only. It is not really there. it is as though there, what is really is only Atma, Brahma. Okay. Therefore, what is the final conclusion now? This, there is neither cause, there is no effect. What is only Brahma? Okay. And this, or Atma, this abstract formless reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma is in the existence of the appearance. Therefore, what? Existence is the nature of the reality. And this pure existence is neither the cause nor the effect. It is karya karana vilakshanaha atma. The pure existence is karya karana vilakshanaha atma, karya karana vilakshanam brahma. Vilakshana means what? Distinct. Therefore, it is free from all the upadis. Tadrahitaha means upadirahitaha. Karya karana vilakshanaha. And which is free from any avikriyaha, free from changes and modifications. Okay. Now, when you say this karya karana vilakshanaha atma, this reality, which is of just a pure existence, obtaining in the form of existence of the appearance, jagat, is what now? Nir upadikam brahma. Nirupadikaha atma. Is it clear now? Nirupadikaha atma. Nirupadikam brahma. Okay. Now, I'm going to next sentence now. Tada yasya nirupadikasya alingasya sad asadadi pratyaya vishayatva varjitasya atmanaha tatva bhavaha bhavati. See, atmanaha tatva bhavaha bhavati. Tenacha rupena Atma upalabdhavyaha iti anuvartate. Okay. So, tada, when the universe becomes negated as not there, though the effects of the attributed universe also becomes negated, causal set of attributed Brahman also becomes negated, then what happened, what you understand? There happens, you understand, Brahman to be Atma to be Nirupadikaha Atma. It said, Nirupadikasya Alingasya Sad Asadadi Pratyavishyatta Varjitasya Atmanaha Tattva Bhavaha Bhavati. So, the nature of the real nature, the real nature of the reality is what? Here, the real nature is that which is, the real nature of the Atma is that which is free from, okay, upadis. See, the Atma which is free from upadis, which is free from attributes, nirupadikaha atma, atma is free from upadis, alingaha atma, atma is free from attributes, sad asadari pratyaya vishayatva varjitaha atma. Three things, nirupadikaha atma, alingaha atma, sad asadari pratyaya vishayatva varjitaha atma. What does it mean? Nirupadikaha atma, you know, atma which is free from upadis. Alingaha atma, atma which is free from attributes. Well, linga means upa, the visesham. Then, அசதாதி பிரத்ய விஷயத்துவ வர்ஜிதா ஆத்மா. வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? ஆத்மா இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி பீயிங் தி காஸ் அண்ட் எஃபெக்ட். The word Sat stands for cause. Asat stands for effect. Sat Asadadi Pratyaya Vishayatva Varjitasya Varjitaha Atma. Atma is Varjitaha free from Vishayatvam. Atma is free from having the status of being an object in form of cause and effect. Neither the cause nor the effect. Sad asadadi pratyaya vishayatva varjitasya atmanaha tattva bhavaha bhavati. The real nature is there. Tenacha rupena atma upalabdhavyaha. So atma understood in terms of its nature. Atma should be understood in that form. Mean what? In its true nature. Atma should be understood in terms of its real nature. Which Atma? Atma which is free from upadis, which is free from attributes, which is distinct from sad and asad, cause and effect. In fact, the sat and asat stand for so many things, which is free from cause and effect, which is free from ignorance and knowledge, which is free from cause and effect. So the word pratyaya, let me make it clear, sad asadadi pratyaya vishayatvam. Sat is a cause, as is an effect. Sat also is object of cognition. Asat also is object of cognition. Therefore, Sat Asat have the status of being objects of cognitions. And Atma is free, Varjitaha. Atma is free from that cause and effect which have the status of being the objects of cognitions. Is it clear? Sad has vishyatvam. Pratyaya vishyatvam means being an object of cognition. Pratyaya means cognition. Are you all following? Okay. Sat, the cause, has the status of being an object of cognition. Asat has the status of being an object of cognition. Therefore, Atma is free from both Sat and Asat, cause and effect, which have the status of being objects of cognitions. Is it clear? Okay. That Atma, Tattva Bhavaha Bhavati, that is the essential nature of that Atma, and Atma should be understood in terms of that essential nature. This is how the teaching is, he continues the teaching. Okay. Tatra api, there also, ubhayoho, sopadhika, nirupadhikayoho, astitva, tattva bhavayoho, nirdharanartha shashti. So here he says, see the sentence, second sentence of the Karika, asti ite upalabdhavyasya. I know this now. Upalabdhavyasya means what? Atma which, of the Atma which should be understood. It's a sixth case, isn't it? Upalabdhavyasya of Atma which should be understood. The sixth case means what? Shankaracharya explains here. Up, upalabdavyasya, the sixth case, what does sixth case convey? He says, tatra ubhayoho sopadika nirupadikayoho astitta tattabhavayoho nirdharanartha shashti. Okay. The sixth case used in the second sentence as upalabdhavyasya is specifically for ascertaining nirdharana or nirdharanam. No? Nirdharana means for ascertaining, for determining. Nirdharanam means determining. Nirdharayati. Nirdharayati is a verb. Nirdharayati determines, ascertains. Nirdharanam, ascertaining, determining. Nirdharana artha, shashti vibhaktihi. Sixth case is used in the second sentence. Okay? That specifically for determining, specifically for ascertaining. Ascertaining what? Ascertaining of the knowledge. Ascertaining of the knowledge of what? Knowledge of the existence of Brahman as well as knowledge of the essential nature of Brahman. Is it clear? Astitva jnanam, then tattva bhava jnanam. Ubhayoho, see? Tatra api ubhayoho. Of both, which both? The knowledge of Brahman. Sopadika astitva jnanam. Sopadikam jnanam is astitva jnanam. See, understand now why I taught you already. I explained everything before I am going to the Bhashyam now. He says, there must be ascertainment ascertainment of the knowledge, sopadika brahma jnanam. Ascertainment of knowledge of the existence of Brahman with upadis. Sopadika brahma jnanam is astitva jnanam. There must be ascertainment of knowledge of the existence of Brahman. Then there must be knowledge of the essential nature of that Brahman which alone exists. So, upalabdhavyasya, that sixth case, is for determining, ascertaining the knowledge of the existence of Brahman, knowledge of the essential nature of that Brahman which alone exists. So, knowledge of existence is said to be sopadikam jnanam. Knowledge of the essential nature of Brahman is what now? Nirupadikam, nirupadika brahma jnanam. The sopadika brahma jnanam is astitva jnanam. Nirupadika brahma jnanam is tattva bhava jnanam. Okay. Okay, first now he explains. Puram asti iti upalabdhavyasya atmanaha. The sixth case is there, isn't it? Okay. Satkarya upadikrita astitva pratyayena upalabdhavyasya ityartaha. What he says. That atma, okay, the existence of which must be understood as the cause of the upadhi in the form of the effect, the universe. See, universe is, means what? It's a knowledge of the existence of the universe. So, through the knowledge of the existence of the universe, what do you understand? Knowledge of the, you have the knowledge of the existence of Brahman as the cause of the universe. That is what is said, meant by the second sentence. Puram asti ityeva upalabdhavyasya atmanaha satkari upadikrita astitva pratyayena upalabdhavyasya ityartha. So, in the whole sentence, what he says is, the sixth case emphasizes that knowledge must be of both the existence of the reality and knowledge of the nature of the reality. Okay. So there is knowledge of the existence of Brahman through knowledge of the existence of the effect, the upadhi. Then there must be the nature of the knowledge also, nature of the reality also should be attained. That is the actual teaching here. Next. Was it clear now? Everything clear until now? Okay. Paschat pratyastamita sarva upadhirupa atmanaha paschat pratyastamita sarva upadhirupa Atmanaha Tattva Bhavaha. Vidita Avidita Abhyam Anyaha Advaya Subhavaha. So here he says, he quotes many Shankara Bhagavad Pada presents some quotations. Again, most popular quotations from Brihadaranyakopanishad, Neti Neti, we'll see all this, we'll see one by one. Astulam Anu Ahrasvam Adrishye Anatme Anirukti Aninilayane Ityadi Shruti Nirdishtaha Prasidati. Okay, what he says, Prasidati, then what happens thereafter? What happens thereafter when the person has ascertained vision of the existence of Brahman and the vision, as the vision of the reality in terms of its essential nature, when he has both jnanam, then that essential nature blesses the person, prasidati. When a person arrives at reality in terms of its essential nature, the essential nature prasidati, blesses the person. Abhimukhi bhavati. How does it bless? Atma prakashanaya. For revealing its own, it blesses the person in terms of revealing itself. Okay. The essential nature of which, what it is said here, paschat thereafter, pratyastamita sarva upadhi rupaha, rupa atmanaha. The essential nature of the atma, atmanaha, tattva bhavaha. The pratyabhava, the essential nature of the atma, which is free from pratyastamita sarva upadhirupa atma. Atma, which is free from all the upadis. Pratyastamita means what? Negated. Pratyastamita, negated. So pratyastamita sarva upadhirupa atmanaha. Tattva bhavaha, essential nature of the atma, which is free from all the negated upadis. Okay. And also, vidita avidita abhyam anyaha, the essential nature of the atma, which is also other than known and unknown. Vidita means known. Avidita means unknown. Please understand. The word vidita stands for effect. Avidita stands for cause. Vidita avidita abhyam anyaha. What are, anyaha means other than. The essential nature of the atma, which is distinct, anyaha, which is distinct from the known effect and the unknown cause. Vidita avidita bhyam anyaha. Antattva bhavaha advaya swabhavaha, which is of the nature of non-duality, which is non-dual. So the three adjectives here. Tattva bhavaha, atmanaha tattva bhavaha, essential nature of the atma is free from all the negated upadis and which is distinct from the known and unknown, the known effect and the unknown cause, and which is non-dual, which is of the nature of non-duality. Advaya svabhava, which is non-dual in nature. That atma should be how that nature, which is arrived at through this method of negation, as what neti neti na iti, no I the knower am not the body, I the knower am distinct from the known body, I the knower am distinct from the known pranas, I the knower am distinct from the known mind, I the knower am distinct from everything known. Therefore, what? I the knower am pure consciousness. This is how it is arrived at. Therefore, neti neti, and tattva bhavaha, essential nature of the atma, is also what? This neti neti is quoted from where? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. The two places this quotation comes. Sixth mantra, the third section of second chapter. 26th mantra of the ninth section of the third chapter again. In two places, the same, the neti neti, the mantra beginning with the neti neti words come. Then, iti asthulam ananu ahrasvam. Shankara Bhagavatpada always lots of quotations from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Asthulam ananu ahrasvam. So, asthulam means what? This atma, tattva bhavaha, essential nature of the atma is asthulam, is free from the gross, ananu, it is not anything subtle, ahrasvam, it is not anything short, it is free from being short, it is free from all attributes. See, hraswam means what? Hraswam means short. Anu means small. Sthula means gross. So, asthulam, ananu, akhraswam. These just three words he mentions from Bhagavadanaka Upanishad, meaning atma is free from all attributes. So, nirvisheshaha atma. Nirvisesham brahma. Okay. Then, what atma again? Tattva bhavaha again is revealed by this sentence also. See, neti neti, asthulam ananu ahrasvam. All these quotations reveal only atma, tattva bhavaha, essential nature of the reality. Okay, next is adrishye anatme anirukte anilayane ityadi shrutihi. One more quotation is what? From Taittiriya Upanishad. So it is said adrish atma is imperceptible, adrishyam anatmyam, it is free from anything, all anatma aspects, body, mind, and kamala, the known, everything known. Anything known is anatma. Anything and everything known is inert, material, anatma. So it is free. It is free from anatma. Aniruktam. It is not determined as non-determinable, non-definable. Anilayanam, which has no location. Atma being all pervasive, it is free from look. It has no location. That's why Atma is Adrishya, Atma is Anatmyaha, Atma is Aniruktaha, Atma is Anilayanaha. Because such Atma, so it is the, all these statements here given from different Brihadaranyaka and Taittiriya Upanishads also reveal Atmanaha Tattvabhavaha, the essential nature of the Atma. That essential nature is free from all the negated upadis, free from known effect and also unknown cause, and which is non-dual in its nature. That essential nature of the Atma, itya suti nirdishtaha, which has been nirdishta, which is revealed by many statements of Shruti, Upanishads. Not only one Upanishad states, many Upanishad statements of many Upanishads, such as quoted above, they all, by all these statements of Upanishads, the Atma Swarupam, essential nature of the Atma, Tattva Bhavaha, has been revealed, nirdishtaha. Such real nature of the Atma precedeti. Okay, the real nature of the Atma blesses the person. Which real nature of the Atma? The real nature of the Atma which is revealed not only by one Upanishad, by many statements of different Upanishads such as quoted above. See, the whole paragraph is all about what? Tattva Bhavaha. Essential nature, real nature of the reality, real nature of the Atma. Okay, Tattva Bhavaha Kidrushaha. The question must be asked. Tattva Bhavaha Kidrushaha. See, Bhasham study is for us to be with the Vastu in the class. It's a contemplation itself. That's why we should spend so much of time here. Tattva Bhavaha Kaha. What is the real nature of the Atma? We asked, real nature of the Atma is that which has been or which is revealed by many, many statements of Upanishads, many Upanishads. As said above, Neti Neti, Astulam, Adrishya, etc. And real nature of the Atma is that which is non-dual. Non-duality or non-dual. Advaya Subhavaha, we said. And which is distinct from cause and effect in terms of the known and the unknown. Effect and the cause. And which is absolutely free from all the upadis which have been negated. Pratyastamita sarva upadi rupa atmanaha tattva bhavaha prasidati dhacche. Such nature of the reality is described here, blesses the person. Prasidati means what? Abhimukhi bhavati means what? It reveals itself. See, abhimukhi bhavati is a beautiful word. In Tamil Sanna, neril varihirathu. As though, doesn't come in front of you. Okay? Abhimukhi bhavati. And here I want you to understand, this, when you say, Brahma asti jagadrupena, Brahman is in the form of the universe. Because universe is, as in cause of the universe, Brahman is means, astitva jnanam is what? We say, paroksha jnanam, indirect knowledge of the reality. Reality is in the existence of the universe, means it is an indirect knowledge of Brahman. That reality which in the existence of universe nothing but myself, you understand. Tad Brahma Ahamasmi iti Jnanam, Asmita Brahma Asmita Jnanam, Brahma Asmitva Jnanam is what? Aparoksha Jnanam. Understand? Paroksha Jnanam, Aparoksha Jnanam. So Aparoksha Jnanam is not direct knowledge. It is knowledge of reality being one's immediate self. Prasidati, the meaning of the word is what? Abhimukhi Bhavati. Atma Prakashanaya. For revealing the self. For bringing the self to light. By bringing itself to light. Therefore, Purum Asti Iti Ubalabdhavataha. Okay, only this essential nature of the reality reveal itself comes towards for bring its swarupam itself to light only for a person who has understood, who has known that Brahman exists. Atpuram Atma Asti Iti Upalabdhavataha. Upalabdhavan means what? One who has understood that Atma Asti is Asti Iti Upalabdhavan. Upalabdhavan means one who has attained already the knowledge of the existence of Brahman. One who has knowledge of the existence of Brahman, only for him Atma Swarupam, essential nature of the Atma, Prasidati, Abhimukhi Bhavati, Atma Prakashanaya, just to bring itself to light. It comes towards him. It reveals itself. Puram Asti Iti Upalabdhavataha Eva Prasidati Iti Etad. Okay. Is it clear? Okay. Okay. So here, I want to add one more thing. When we understand the reality, I don't need to tell you in this context, it's Mandukya class which matter. Still, I want to tell you here. When you first, okay, universe is, then afterwards, oh, universe is not, it's only appearance. You negate it. Only Brahman is in the form of universe. In the wake of the knowledge of the truth, universe is negated. Duality is negated. Still, duality continues to be there. It will not go. In perception experience, duality will be there. It will be cognitively negated. Duality is negated cognitively only. So, cognitive negation happens. First, when you see the snake on the rope, in the wake of knowledge of the rope, you negate the snake. There's no snake. That is really snake is really goes away, isn't it? We have two different names, Jnana Dhyasaha, then Artha Dhyasaha. Anyway, let me make it clear for you next class. I don't want to today tell you these things. I want to talk about it. We'll do it tomorrow. Okay. Any questions here in this? Where you have not understood anything?
Swaminiji?
Yeah.
Asmita Jnanam, in the context of Patanjali Yoga, they use Asmita as egotism. Is that a different meaning?
No, correct. I tell you one thing. What I'm saying, Asmi, Ask me, I am. What is it? Knowledge of self-existence. Aham asmi iti jnanam. First of all, I aham asmi. That itself is what? Asmita. Asmi iti jnanam, asmitva jnanam. But here what I'm saying, that asmi iti jnanam is ahankara. I sense. Ahankara is not nothing wrong. But when do you asmi iti jnanam, aham manushyaha asmi, aham sthula asmi, aham fat asmi, aham thin asmi, aham tall asmi, aham educated asmi, aham ignorant asmi, aham dukhi asmi, aham sukhi asmi. When you add attributes to this knowledge, aham asmi, with many attributes, it becomes ahankara. Otherwise, it is knowledge. The knowledge of self-existence with attributes, okay, it becomes what? Erroneous notion about this self, it is ahankara. Okay? So, asmi na, asmita angadhu noun idhu. Okay? I sense. Pa naan irikken engindra arivu is asmita. Asmi iti jnanam. Adhu stilinga shabda. You to gender asmitvam. Asmi iti jnanam asmitvam. Asmi iti jnanam asmitvam, neuter gender word. Asmita is a feminine gender word. This knowledge is beautiful. It's not just a blessing. It is because of this knowledge alone, we are eligible to attain, discover who I am. If you do not even know you are, how can you know what you are? That's why knowledge of self-existence is a blessing in disguise, which enables a human being to discover what one's surupam is. That's why human being alone is most sophisticated being, because of the self-consciousness. Self-awareness is a blessing. But the problem is, this half-hajj also contributes for what? Half-hajj, half-ignorance, like a dim light, it contributes for erroneous self-perception. Adhyasa is for because of this adhyanam only. Ardha adhyanam, ardha jnanam. That's also there. So when many attributes are superimposed, okay, because of their own self-perception, what happened? You add many attributes. Aham asmi is knowledge. Harmless knowledge. It's a beautiful knowledge. Aham sthulam asmi. I'm fat. Okay? Aham sukhi asmi. I'm happy. Aham dukhi asmi. I'm unhappy. When the adjectives are added to aham. Unhappy I. Happy I. Sad I. Mortal I, you know, when adjectives or attributes are added to aham, then it becomes ahankara, erroneous notion. Okay. Anyway, the Yoga Sutras, anyway, Patanjali Yoga Sutras are teaching the disciplines to be followed to discipline the mind. But still there, this discussion doesn't come. They stop with it. But here, my God, Shankar Bhagatpa's vision, you have to see how he makes it very clear. Now, paroksha jnanam, aproksha jnanam. You understood here? We always say, see, pratyaksha jnanam, direct knowledge of objects. Pratyaksha jnanam is always only of the objects only. Knowledge, direct knowledge of the objects only. You can never have the direct knowledge of the Atma. Atma is not an object. Indirect knowledge of the Atma also is not possible. Because Atma is not an object. Indirect, direct knowledge is only of the objects. Atma jnanam is immediate jnanam. It is knowledge of the subject. That's why it's called aparoksha jnanam. So, Brahma asti iti jnanam, when you say Brahman is, in the mouth of the universe, it is paroksha jnanam. Tad Brahma ahamasmi iti jnanam, aparoksha jnanam.
Swamini, one question, the word anilaya, what does it mean?
Nilayaha nilayanam means nilayati means what? The verb is nilayati, stays in one place. Na nilayati, Iti anilaha. That's why wind is called anilaha. But anilayanam means Atma doesn't have a specific location. Anilayanaha. Brahma anilayanam. Atma anilayanaha. Nilayanaha means what? Sa nilayanaha. Anilayanam means the one which has a location. Now you are in your house. You are sa nilayanaha anilayanaha. A given location. Atma is all pervasive. Anilayane. Anatmyaha. Atma is which is free from anatma is anatmyaha. Anyway, next we'll be going to take up open that this only. We'll take up Taittiriya Upanishad Bhashyam only. Okay. So it'll become much clearer. You see the context. See. How always, if a fact is revealed by the Shastram, that the style of the Bhashyam is such. We don't say simply one, it's like how when a doctor comes with the examines and gives the result, we also go for what? Second opinion. Here also, when Shankara Bhagavatpada, every Upanishad Vakyam statement, Satya Vakyam. Satya Vakyam. But still he says what? Not that only one Upanishad. The same fact is revealed by all the Upanishads also. And at least few quotations he presents. See, in Brihadaranyaka, in 3-4 places it is said like this. It is called Shruti Pramanam again. What is stated by one Shruti is supported by the statements of other Shrutis, other Upanishads. So, this Tattva Bhavaha, Bhava is nature, essential nature of the truth, reality. The essential nature of the reality, which is the Atma, is revealed in this manner. Okay, revealed, these are the same reality. Nature is revealed in all these statements. And such nature blesses the person. Abhimukhi bhavati. It comes forward. You know, one cannot miss the vision of the truth. Vision of the reality. See, this Pooja Swami's own words, always I repeat 108 times. I don't mind saying this. Reality, being the abstract, should be arrived at only in terms of its essential nature. You would have heard me saying 1008 times in the class. See, here he also, even though we talk, the topic is of Atma as a Atma asti to palabdhavyaha, first we understand. But neti neti he quotes because reality has to be understood in terms of its nature of consciousness as the self. The method of negation. And reality understood in terms of its nature of existence as the cause of the universe. That's what everything is presented here. Okay. Everything is clear. So we'll see tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. The whole week we had done only one verse. I'm sure every word is clear here, isn't it? Sometimes the compound words used by him are very different compound words. In the sense, you have to really make out the meanings. Even here, he does just quotes. Hence, it's not complete, isn't it? When a person discusses the Atma Swarupam through this method of Adhyara Papavada, through the Adhyara Papavada Prakriya, using the Adhyarupapada Prakriya, when a person arrives at the nature of the reality, then what happened? He said, hardly he goes away. Doesn't explain the Prakriya is not analyzed here. Prakriya is not used here. He just mentions. Mantra does not mention. In explaining the mantra, Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary, he presents all this. See, without commentary, we cannot really get any distance from where we are. Commentary helps us understand. Okay, I'm going to end the class now. So see you next class, okay? And please go through the Bhashyam again. Any doubts, please feel free to text me. We can clarify. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.